Dr. Ian Campbell from Affirm, an organization that facilitates community engagement as a response to HIV around the world, says engaging with people affected by the disease is key to fighting the scourge of AIDS. Campbell says people should work with counselors, as only then will they have the tools to keep on taking the medication and deal with the physical and mental aspects of HIV and AIDS.
Local communities have strength for response from their shared humanity of care and change capacity. By giving the question back, ownership could be amended. People could take charge of their life and they could spread it out.
Campbell says quick interventions into the AIDS crisis only scratch the surface of the fight against the pandemic, often leaving people without the necessary skills to accept the fact that they are HIV positive. He says they are also robbed of their dignity.
The local community becomes smothered and unable to speak or even think or act, but just to put their hands out and say, okay, give me. And in so doing, dignity disappears.
The Tsepang Trust is an NGO that aims to stop the spread of HIV/AIDS by having community engagements and education. Dr. Khosi Letlape, executive director of the trust, says that having dialogues with people means they are more open to engaging with the issues such as HIV and working together for change.
People then become energized to say, the solution is with us. The solution is not in waiting for ARTs or waiting for the hospitals out there. The solution is in preventing.
Campbell says that by engaging with people, interventions can be tailored for the targeted communities. More research is needed to be done to convince donors, governments, and policymakers of the advantage of community dialogues and interventions against HIV/AIDS. Early results from communities with a new, more participatory approach is used are positive. For IPS Africa, I'm Zuki Swazimela.